It's October 3rd, and this is October number 3. Today, we're talking emotions. Ah yes, and that was Steve Vai with his piece called Glorious from an album called, let me see if I can find it here, hang on, Real Illusions, Reflections. I think it's one of his three-part sort of project albums that he did. The last one he did, which is called The Story of Light. In fact, you'll remember I went to a Steve Vai concert earlier this year, or was it last year? Geez, I can't even remember now. And it was actually his The Story of Light tour. And I believe when I bought the CD, I bought the one with the DVD with all his videos. I highly recommend it if you're a Steve Vai fan to buy that CD. It's a special deluxe edition where you get the CD and the DVD with in which he's interviewed on all the songs. It's really, really interesting. Well, he talks about every song that he did on the album and how he put it together and what his inspirations were. So it's really, really interesting. Steve Vai has become sort of my go-to musician of late. He's got a plethora of stuff. He's got his music runs the gamut of emotions, and I don't know. I can't say more about it. But now let's get on with today's topic. So Sassy Cat asks, "What songs make you feel happy?" Well, since I decided to self-limit myself to the rock music genre for this particular octaver, my choice, if you want, of colors of emotional palettes is kind of limited, at least in my own music collection. I mean, I can go on YouTube and grab some stuff, of course, but I was trying to look at what I really had within my own music collection, and then I hit upon this guy.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll.
When I started going through my iTunes and CD collection, looking for this music, as I was talking about previously, and sticking only to the rock genre, I didn't really think about Billy Joel. And it's funny because he was a favorite artist of mine for many, many years. So you'd think it would have come naturally, but it really didn't. And when I saw it, I said, oh, you know, I sort of hit myself in the head and go, why didn't I think of that? There was also another artist named Lawrence Gowan. I may play him maybe in another episode of October, or maybe Treble Steph. It depends on if it fits the mood and if it fits the questions. However, Billy Joel, as much as that song made me really happy, this next song really digs deep into somber emotions.
Late at night, when it's dark and cold, I'll reach out for someone to hold. When I'm blue, when I'm lonely, she comes through. She's the only one who in my time, I've wandered everywhere.
The next thing Sassy Cat asks, and yes, I keep referring to Sassy Cat, and I don't mind. I like it because she's put a lot of effort into this. And so, she really, really deserves to be highlighted this October. So she goes on to say, what songs or music relaxes you? Well, again, because I'm sticking to the rock genre, there's not that much rock music that really relaxes me. Makes me feel good, but it's not really a relaxing kind of thing. The kind of music that does relax me, it's classical music, a lot of Baroque. I like also the Romantic period. That always relaxes me. And there's, of course, smooth jazz. But some smooth jazz borders on the line of elevator music, so I have to be careful with that one. Now, she goes on to say, music that makes your heart pound and pumps you up for a workout. Well, I'm not one for working out, so that doesn't really work. But what makes you tap your foot and hit the dance floor? Did I mention Steve Vai yet? Okay, so we're about nearing the end of this third episode of October for this October 2013, what we're calling Rocktober, or, well, I'm calling it Rocktober or Rocktaver, or anyway, October 13 is the hashtag. And the next piece of music is to answer another one of today's topics, but I'll let you figure out which one. Okay, same person, but entirely different situation.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on?
Thank you for listening, and take care.